2 Timothy chapter number 1. Wasn't sure what I'll do tonight, but I feel like I need to give you a little bit of what I had in mind here. I praise God for the missionary. Never want to put a missionary in second place anywhere, but I do appreciate them being here. Amen, always. And let's stand, please. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Begin reading at verse number 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of the life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace and mercy and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfringed faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for thy presence. And thank you for Brother White. I praise your name, God, for the work that he shared with us and what's going on and how that you're working things out. And I pray for his dear wife. And I pray for her mother. And I ask you, God, to help him in a special way. Then work in the hearts of those in Russia that everything will work out right. And that he'll be able and his family, get back over there and do the work you've called him to do. I pray for them. I pray, God, for every missionary, every need, and those men mentioned here tonight. And then, Lord, we ask you now for the preaching of the Word of God. I realize, Lord, without you, we can do nothing. But I do ask you to help me for a few minutes with that anointing spirit and power of God. Be upon us to preach, and we'll thank you. Speak to our hearts and help us, and we'll thank you. And everything that you do, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I don't know what I really want to call it other than, I guess, fan the flame. That's what Paul was doing here with Timothy. Paul's second imprisonment, and Timothy was now left out to do the preaching there, and Timothy was a little timid, didn't have the experience that Paul had, did not have the that Paul had, but he's God's man. And Paul's writing to Timothy, called him his son in the ministry, and he was writing to him and encouraging him. If you look at verse 7, and he talked about not giving a spirit of fear, and he's telling Timothy, verse 8, be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. In verse 12, he's talking about, well, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He's talking about all that. Encouraging Timothy not to be ashamed. Amen. Encourage him to have boldness and stand where he needs to stand, have the touch of God on him that he needed to have. And so he's encouraging him along the way. Let me say tonight, Paul was in prison, but he's depending on Timothy now to do some work out there, just like we depended on Brother White to go over in Russia and do some work over there, because I can't go over there, but he can, and he's working at it to go. And you may not be able to go, but he can. And down in Mexico, the Paquettes are going. In the prison, Brother Bill goes. And somebody has to oversee all this. And God's got it all together and getting the work done. We need our friends. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about friends right now. And Paul was counting on Timothy. And these people that's counting on me, these people that's counting on you. And that's one thing I liked about this meeting. We got encouragement. We got strength. Help from God that will help us go on. Some come in tonight and came back talking to me about what God had done for them today and how God had blessed them so wonderfully. And I say, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm glad things are still happening. Amen. And still going for God. So I praise God and thank him for it. And as he depend on us, may God help us to do what we need to do. In Hebrews 12 and 1 says, wherefore, seeing we're compassed about, we're so great a cloud of witnesses. Now, I know a lot of people say different things about that witnessing, but I know chapter 11 just been listed in all the heroes of faith. And as I look at them, I think if they could go ahead and serve God, surely I can, with the grace of God and the help of God. And those that stood for the Lord, and by faith they stopped mouths and lions. By faith they conquered. By faith they did what they did. By faith. Then I should be able, by the grace of God, trust him to help me be able to be an overcomer and to help somebody else along the way. I want to encourage you tonight. And all I'm trying to do is fan the flame. From last week, I just want to keep it going. Amen. I don't want us to let up, let down, and shut up or be quiet. I just want us to keep on talking about it, keep on telling people about Jesus, keep on letting others know that our God is well down in the gateway. Amen. He's well in Spartanburg County. He's well in doing what he said he'd do. And then these angels around us, do you know that? Amen. You can't see them. And over in Hebrews 1, 7 talks about his angels being made spirit. And his ministers a flame of fire. And my wife said, my guardian angel is going to be glad and get me to heaven. Amen. But anyway, she's talking about my driving. But I don't know about that. But I know one thing. There are angels camped around about. I remember one time I had a prophet over there in the Old Testament. You remember Elijah down there in Dothan? And he was down there and the enemy came. And his servant went out and looked and said, the enemy's out there. And he's all upset about that. And the prophet walked out and looked up and said, Lord, open his eyes and let him see. He said, there's more with us than there are with them. I said, hallelujah. I said, there's more with us than there are with them. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in them. And so we can shout glory, hallelujah, and praise the Lord tonight. Many, several folk anyway, mentioned about praising God and giving him thanks. And we can still do that by the grace of God. He's still God and still blessing, and I praise him, thank him for it. But I want to look at family just for a minute. Verse number 3. I thank God whom I serve for my forefathers. Now, his forefathers was, of course, Jewish and strict to that. And he was raised strict. But he thanked God for his heritage. Now, he was talked about, he knew that Christianity was not in any way a detriment to the Old Testament, but a fulfillment of what God had said would come, and that Jesus was that promised Messiah. And so he was thankful for his heritage. And tonight in America, we ought to be thankful for our heritage in America. Amen. Amen. I mean, tonight, what we have here in America, we ought to thank God for it. Amen. I praise God for those who died so I could be here tonight. I thank God for those who gave their lives so I could have a Bible tonight. I thank God for that. May God help us not take for granted our heritage that we have in Christ Jesus and in our country. And we have that. And I thank God for my grandparents and parents. And I thank God for all that God gave me in my life like that. But I want to show you something here. And as we think about family, look in verse number 5. When I called to remembrance the unfringed faith that was in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also. Here what he's saying is, have faith is in your grandma, have faith is in your mama, and now I believe it's in you. And I was talking to Brother Cecil Sturgeon yesterday, and we was having lunch together, and we got to talking about a pastor, and he's been in his, where he's pastoring, he's pastored there 39 years. That's the only church he's ever pastored. And I've been here 23. He's been there 39. He said, I'm now baptizing children, grandchildren of the parents that I baptized when I first went there. And talking about what a blessing that was. And I say, hey, amen, hallelujah, it is. It's a blessing. And I've got to see some get saved that I saw the parents get saved. Saw them get saved. And I praise God for that. Amen. It's a joy to see that. I thank God for that. And so that's a heritage that we have in that. And thank God for the girl singing songs. And I'm thanking God for our godly heritage. And I thank God for that. Amen. And praise God for it. But here's what I'm really trying to get to. Something that really struck me. Train up, in Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from him. Now, I've heard that verse debated. And I've heard it almost tossed out. I've heard it said everything about it. And I want to say this. He did not say that that child may not stray. He did not say he may not have some problems. But I looked up that word train. And I really believe the problems we have most of the time is not with the children, is with the training of the parents. Amen. And listen to what I looked up the word train just to see what it's saying. And here's what it said. Webster said this. The train means to discipline. Boy, we need some of that to start off right there. With discipline, exercise, tutor, teach, coach, drill, school, instruct, prepare, fit, educate, edify, guide, bring up, indoctrinate. That's a bunch of stuff. You got a job on your hand, Brother J.C. Amen, Nero. Amen. That's what you're supposed to do, that child. He said, train up a child. You got to indoctrinate them and keep them disciplined and instruct them and correct them. In fact, in Proverbs 22, if you read on in Proverbs 22, it talks about correcting children and talks about beating them, in fact. But I know today you got to be careful about mentioning that word. But that's what the Bible said. Amen. And the King Switching didn't hurt any child any time in the right place at the right time if it's taught right. Amen. You're welcome. Amen. I can't help what Dr. Bottlestopper said about that. It doesn't make any difference. God's word still works, and God still helps people. Amen. And he does it his way, and God knows what he's doing, so I just say praise God and hallelujah. And I just want to toss that out to you. And I'm doing okay. I'm on second point already, friends and family. And we need each other. And if I can just encourage my family, if I can encourage your family, if we can encourage each other to do our part and help each other, the Bible says exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. And I see the day approaching. I see Jesus coming back soon. And so that being true, then I certainly need to exhort you. And we do that as we come to the house of God and as we meet each other out on the street or whatever it is, by telephone, whatever we do, to encourage each other to keep on keeping on for the glory of God. Amen. And we need and depend on each other. And so we do that. And I praise God for the reality of it. And I say, praise God, help us do that. And I could not help but remember back, and Brother Cecil brought it up. We was talking about playing football. I played end, he played tackle, and we was next to each other, and he tried to stop one hole, I tried to stop the other one. And if he missed his man, I was in bad trouble, because they coming over me. And if I missed mine, he's in bad trouble, because they coming over him. And so we had to help each other. And I thought about that so much, how much we need to help each other along the way. I remember one time, y'all have got to pardon me, I'm back in my high school days now, having a good time thinking about them. I don't feel like high school days, but I like to think about them. I forget about all the other aches and pain. But we'd play in the school, and the boy that got the ball fumbled it, and Cecil and I both was after it, and both of us want to be heroes and pick it up and run a touchdown. And so we tried to both pick it up. All one of us had to do was block the fellow that was trying to get it, and the other one could have got it and ran it in because there wasn't nobody else around. But both of us wanted to pick it up, and neither one of us got it, and the other fellow got it. That's what we do sometimes in church. In church, sometimes everybody wanting to get the glory for something, and what we do, we miss getting what we ought to get. While we're on to, amen. That's a pretty good illustration. I never thought of that one before, but anyway, he stirred my mind up about a few things, and I just got to think about that, boy. Because it didn't make any difference whether he made a touchdown or whether I made a touchdown. The important thing was our team was trying to get that ball to get it across the goal line. And that's how it is in Christian service. It doesn't make any difference who's preaching. It doesn't make any difference who's singing. It doesn't make any difference who's doing the offering. It doesn't make any difference about all that. What makes a difference is we get people the message that God wants them to get, and they get that. And boy, last week we got it. We got it, amen. And I'm just trying to stir you up tonight and keep you stirred that we may keep on keeping on for the glory of God and us keep on hitting the devil, as it were. And Brother Cecil said, talking yesterday, he said, we love to knock them down, then we'd help them up. Didn't win no championship, but we won a sportsmanship award, amen. And I guess I'm doing something, but I'm saying that to say this. Let's run good for the glory of God, amen. Let's run good and let God have his way and let God help us. Now, I want to close out with this, the feeling. Look in verse 6 and 7. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. I love that verse of scripture because God has not given us a spirit of fear. Sometimes when we go to witness, we're afraid. If you say, preacher, I've never been afraid to witness, you're probably lying. Because sometime or other you've been cowed down. I have too. And we have an opportunity, but somehow we just don't feel like that we ought to. Or it's not the Holy Spirit leading us to do it, but we're cowed down for the physical. And because of not being prayed up enough and not having that power of God upon us enough to do that, to get the gospel out to them. Amen. He said, God have not given us a spirit of fear, but I want to plug this in while I'm at it. Our country tonight, I want you to know things may, and we know what time it is. He told us last week, the times that we're in. And Brother Billy Mitchell put it like this, we are victims of prophecy. But that doesn't mean that we still don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid. It doesn't make any difference whether you're in the United States or Russia or Mexico or wherever it is. We do not have to be afraid. He hath not given us a spirit of fear, but a power. I am glad for that power of the Holy Ghost of God. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the most part of the earth. Acts 1:8. Now let me say to you, and he said, when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, he'd already met the disciples in the room. He'd already breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Brother Bill, I'm plugging something in for you. He already received the Holy Ghost, but here he said, when he's come upon you, you shall be. Hey, there's a difference in having him in you and having him anoint you to do what God called you to do. And every person here, God called you, if you're saved, God called you to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He didn't call everybody to preach. Called to preach is a special call. And not everybody's called to preach. I understand that. But everybody can be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ and whatever area it is that God wants you to be. But I am glad for that power of God. I am glad, thank God, that in preaching or singing or witnessing or whatever it is we're doing, that we can have the power of God upon us. And Paul mentioned about laying his hands on Timothy. If you're looking 1 Timothy chapter 4, he talks about the presbytery there, talking about the bishops. He's talking about when he was ordained and power of God. But the fact of it is God that has to do the anointing with the Holy Ghost on you to have the power to do what he called you to do. And so we need that power. And then he said, not only but power, but of love. In 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, for fear hath torment, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love. How about that? Fear is a result of not loving right. If you love Christ right, fear will flee. Amen. That's what he said. And having a love, he's not talking about this kind of love they sing about in these love songs and all that kind of, he's not talking about that kind of love, he's talking about God kind of love, agape kind of love, God kind of love. And that kind of love will cast out fear. And then he said, of a sound mind, be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth understanding man, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. That's Philippians 4, 6 and 7. And thinking about that, that cast out fear. Having your mind, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. That cast out fear. You're not to be afraid of what's going to happen. You're talking about leaving that in the hands of somebody over there to take care of that? You had to trust them to do so. And no use you sitting over here wringing your hands about it, because God's got it under control over there. If he doesn't get there, it's... I was talking to Brother Billy McPherson today on the phone. The man, many of you know him. His wife got killed here just a couple of weeks ago. I was talking to him on the phone today, and he said, "You second guess yourself." And he said, "If I told her wait till tomorrow, I'd go with her. If I told her she couldn't go right then, you know." But then we both concluded and said this: if God did not want her to go home then, he could have stopped it very easily. God could have, you can second guess yourself about things like that, but God is ultimately in control. And so we don't have to live our lives in fear nor regrets. We can live them by the grace of God and the power of God. God bless you. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you tonight, God, for the privilege just to try to fan the flame some. And I pray tonight, God, that we'll realize our families, our friends are dependent on you, that we depend on you so they can see Jesus in us, and that we can have that power of God upon us, that we may know what it means to have that power of God on us and be the witness that we should be, and the power of God to work in our hearts and in our services and in this church and in this community and then in these missionaries' lives. Father, praise your name. Thank you, Lord God, tonight. Give you glory and praise and honor for all you do. Now, maybe somebody tonight need to get saved. Maybe somebody here tonight need to get right. Maybe somebody here tonight just needs to pray for somebody. Whoever the need is, help them come. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.